Is this on?
You think people like these in Japan? You think scooters are big in Japan?
Yeah.
You think? I'm sorry. I forgot what I was saying.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling, WrestleMania week.
Yeah, not just any other episode, WrestleMania, our go-home show, and I guarantee it'll be better.
Yes.
I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano, who you already heard, and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Here he is.
Kind of also heard.
Terrorizing.
Right. Terrorizing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny you say go-home show because, like, I don't want to go home.
No.
And watch more shows.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad for the Hall of Fame because, like, maybe I'd watch it. There's some guys I'd want to listen to on there, but it's just too much wrestling.
You know what? I will
totally
watch the Hall of Fame when it shows up in my random Facebook videos at, like, 11 p.m.
Yeah, you'll get the highlights.
Scrolling.
All 90 minutes, like, 14 people being inducted?
No. It'll just be, like, individual speeches. They'll be sprinkled out.
Are there people actually showing up, like, fans to that or no?
No, it's Thunderdome fans.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thunderdome.
But most of the guys were
Thunderdome
live
of fame.
For their speech, and they had people around the ring, do we know?
No. They were just there.
It's just them?
Tight.
I don't know
Doit
that.
Camera shot.
Probably.
Just on the people.
I can't wait to hear Great Khali's acceptance speech about
Christ.
The phenomenal career he had in WWE.
Right. That amazing finisher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll just sing happy birthday to John Cena again, and
that'll be
the best if he does that.
He'll try to make out with Beth Phoenix.
Hello,
so yeah, it's a big week. I think at least one of us won't make it by the end of the week. So there might just be two of us at WrestleMania, maybe one, who knows? You know, I don't know if we're all gonna make it.
Yeah.
It's like playing Oregon Trail.
Who's got the chops?
Who's gonna
get dysentery?
That's right.
Wow.
Me! We have a lot to get to. We have WrestleMania predictions. I think there's 16 matches, if you include the two on SmackDown.
That's 16 all the
matches,
show is, right?
Times five.
It's just doing the predictions.
It should be only predictions, but no, we will recap Raw and SmackDown.
We will.
I think the prediction sheet is going to be longer than the recap.
Maybe.
And they really, this, probably. This really is the week to get... our Patreon, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Patreon,
because we've got the Wednesday Night War recap, we've got TakeOver both nights
recap,
and then we've got both nights of WrestleMania recap.
Yeah,
it's a busy week.
Wow,
you
and
know,
then,
it's a lot of recaps.
And then we're back here fucking Tuesday recording again.
That's right,
we're back here fucking.
We're back here
fucking shit up.
8 days
oh, God.
Of wrestling. Nonstop.
So yeah, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling gets you everything. Everything. Including all the brackets we've done.
We just did a bracket. Just fucking did
Best
a bracket.
Best wrestler to never win the big one.
To not
WWE.
Get a big one.
Yeah.
Wow.
So go check that out. patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And we also have a fan that bought a t-shirt. So thank you to Gary Pendleton, who bought the... The logo t-shirt. Our show logo?
Logo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So thank you very much, Gary. You can get that at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yes.
So, all right. On to SmackDown.
Boo.
We opened the... Well,
boo.
I mean, I'd rather watch SmackDown than Raw right now.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It opens up with Edge. And, he dyed his beard.
He did.
So,
he got some just for Edge.
I guess the rumors were true after all.
Edge, come here. Starts coloring it.
Right.
I have a Sharpie. Come here. Stop moving.
Oh, like Vince.
Edge walks in and Vince is like, hey, Edge, I got a present for you. Just for Ben.
Just for Ben.
And then Edge comes into the gorilla and Vince is like, Who's that strapping young man there? Who is that young,
you clearly
handsome
took,
devil?
You took 30 years off your life with that. Dark
Edge, if you don't put that on, then, you know.
Yeah.
But if you do...
I love you.
Yeah.
Jesus. And don't worry, there's not much
poison
inside that dye.
Pretty soon he's just going to be like, shave that damn beard.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, there was like, you know, 2010, I think around that time, he was making everyone cut their hair.
Right.
You know, like all the rest. Cut your hair.
Cut your fucking hair.
Look too. You look like a girl. Cut your hair.
Fucking hippie.
This is the New York Yankees.
Yeah. So, Daniel. I'm sorry. Edge says Daniel Bryan Daniel Bryan weaseled his way into my match at WrestleMania. I was so focused on Roman Reigns that I didn't even see Daniel Bryan coming. Edge talks about all the events that led to him snapping and says, I finally woke the hell up.
I am a man that Roman Reigns aspires to be. I am a man that Daniel Bryan aspires to be. I am a WWE Hall of Fame legend. I am the ultimate opportunist. And I am finally, once again, the Rated R Superstar. Last week, when I held that cold steel chair in my hands and I felt it crash into your bodies, it felt so, so good. And I had you both for the concerto. I was this close. And it's gonna happen again. And when it does, I won't hesitate. Bust a nut.
All right.
The original Edge Lord.
That's right.
Yeah. He's the best at edging.
That's
right. I don't know if he's ever been this dark, though.
Right.
Like, usually he's silly, funny, evil. Like, this is like...
This is like some fucking Snyderverse Edge.
Right.
Yeah, Jesus. He'll straight up murder Daniel Bryan. Yeah.
So when he wins, live sex celebration, who's he fucking?
No, he's like strapping girls down and stuff.
Oh, you know, it's gonna okay. Be yeah, there you go.
Very hopefully, dark. I don't know. Hopefully Alexa Bliss or I don't know, Mandy Rose.
Mm.
Just Sasha Banks.
Who knows?
All of the above.
So backstage, Kayla Braxton asks Edge about the upcoming street fight with Daniel Bryan and Jey Uso, and Edge says, if you're asking me if I feel badly that Daniel might get beaten senseless tonight, I don't. And if Daniel can't make it to WrestleMania, would I feel badly? Nah.
Nah.
And, you know, no. He walks away.
I mean, would any of us?
I don't know. It's probably a better match with the three of them, you think?
Yeah, sure.
You know, Edge versus Roman Reigns.
I mean, this isn't Batista versus Orton. I mean, it didn't need a third guy.
No, that certainly needed Daniel Bryan. Yeah. But, you know, Edge just looks too old. What can you do about it?
So old.
And someone's got to take that pin, and it can't be Edge or Reigns. So.
Right, yeah.
All
right,
backstage.
Daniel just pins himself. Tie!
Yeah.
What?
Next up we have Alpha Academy and the Dirty Dogs versus Rey and Dominic Mysterio and the Street Profits. And Rude and Ziggler came out to Ziggler's music.
Yeah.
So I guess Vince didn't like the new music for the Dirty Dogs either.
Nope.
Because that was god-awful.
Right.
So glad they got rid of that.
Really puts faith in your tag team champions. Absolutely. Where they can't even keep their music for more than a couple weeks.
No, but in this case, they shouldn't.
Did you say faith? There should be no faith in these tag team champions. Yes. They're going to take those titles off them.
So Gable gives Ford a German suplex, and then Otis hits a splash off the second rope for the win. Big whoop.
Yep.
Backstage, Paul Heyman tells Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville that Roman wants a hold harmless agreement for Jey Uso so that he's not responsible for what happens to Daniel Bryan tonight. And Pearce doesn't like it, but Sonya interrupts him and says, I think you make a very good point, Mr. Heyman. And Heyman looks at Pearce and says, so do I.
Yeah.
Stupid.
So they've been teasing this for a while.
So Sonya's a heel.
And Sonya hasn't even been on the show a lot lately.
No.
It's like, where has she been?
Photo shoots.
Yeah.
Yeah,
lots
right.
of them.
But why not just be standing next to Adam Pearce, even if she doesn't say anything?
Right.
She's supposed to be part of the group.
She's busy.
She's co-manager? I don't
know. She's going to cuck Pearce out of his job. That's
Wait,
what she's
so
gonna
do. Pearce is a manager?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Assistant
to the assistant.
Well, just recently he's been making decisions.
Mm.
Before he's had to talk to management.
He's been making decisions for like almost a year.
No, but he's had to go on, like he usually has to, I have to go clear with management, but now it's his decision.
And by management, you mean Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman?
Yeah, well, I mean the writing team, but.
Sure.
Just replace him with Sonya Deville already.
Sure.
Like
send him to Raw.
Adam Pearce's heart, no.
Fucking cares.
Send him like to the performance center.
Oh, okay.
Like not even NXT. Like
send him back to NWA.
You have to start over.
Yeah.
You have to start over. Learn how to act and everything.
Right.
So next up we have Corey Graves interviewing Seth Rollins and Cesaro in the ring. Corey asks Cesaro, will you know this be your breakthrough moment at WrestleMania? And Cesaro says, I will not fail. I'll do whatever it takes. There's something in the air. And then he starts singing, Swing is in the air, and it was just like, oh my God.
Cesaro wasn't great here.
No.
He wasn't great here.
Flipped they always give lines. Him horrible lines, right. though.
Yeah, I know. But...
Swing is in the air. And then Corey asks Rollins, if you lose to Cesaro, would that be a blemish in your career? And Seth says, look at my track record at WrestleMania. And he compares Hulk Hogan body slamming Andre the Giant to the heist of the century. And he's like, yeah, Andre getting body slammed by Hogan, that's right under heist of the century.
I would agree with that.
Maybe. And then Seth says, I'm unshakable, but Cesaro tells Corey, well, he might be unshakable, but he's not unswingable. And then they laugh. No. And Rollins freaks out and tells Cesaro, how about I end your career right here, right now? And Cesaro says, take a swing. Mm. Get
those,
it?
Those writers love those fucking swing puns.
Oh, no.
And, of course, Seth pussies out and leaves.
Right. So. Yeah. Well, he's late to his Good Friday event that he was dressed for.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
right?
My God.
He was late to Easter Sunday.
Yeah. Next up, we have Shayna Baszler versus Natalya with Tamina and Reginald ringside and Nia Jax on commentary. Backstage, before this match, Nia told Carmella, you didn't treat my boy good, did you? And Carmella's just like, what?
What? Who is? Who it. Are you?
Anyways, this match goes 30 seconds. Natalya rolls up Shayna.
Uh-huh.
Then Shayna reverses.
Uh-huh.
And then Natalya reverses.
Uh-huh.
And gets the win. Yeah,
what's the point?
Yeah, who cares?
Why?
No point.
Why would you give them the win?
Right.
So
right,
that, right. Well, maybe they'll beat them at WrestleMania.
Yeah, maybe it could be a preview of the WrestleMania Fat this chance. Weekend.
Fat chance.
On so, the Peacock.
Nia, I don't know. Have you seen the other tag teams? There's not, not many good options.
Right.
So Nia and Shayna beat up Natty and Tamina after the match. Then the Riot Squad appears in the ring.
Top right?
The Riot... What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Top left? Top left?
Top left?
Yeah.
Okay!
Oh, I'm...
You're getting confused with these buttons.
Bottom right.
Bottom right.
Bottom right?
Who are
yeah,
you?
Who yeah. are they? How dare you say How, that about
where,
Liv Morgan?
Where have they been?
Yeah, they've been...
They haven't been on the show in a month.
Yeah.
Somehow they're in contention of
so,
tag titles.
Ruby jumps on Nia, and then Liv jumps off the top rope to do a double team move, but Liv hits the ground way before Ruby and Nia do.
Right.
It looked terrible.
Uh-huh.
And then out comes Mandy Rose.
Wild card!
Right.
And Dana Brooke.
Wild card!
And then Naomi.
Wild card!
And then Lana.
Wild
oh, shit. Fucking broken.
Oh my God.
So I have 13 wild cards. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's about right.
So they all fight, and it ends with Natalya and Tamina standing tall in the ring after giving Lana the heart attack. And I got a real heart attack.
Right.
Because I was...
Oh, did you see Naomi and Lana? Now they do the X Factor at the same time.
So cute.
It's fucking adorable.
I agree, Eric, right? Only Xbox should do that move because he perfected it. Thank you.
Yeah.
He was the best.
It's the worst fucking finisher for the worst fucking wrestler.
But he was the best, right?
He was the best at being the worst.
Jesus.
He's the worst wrestler ever?
He had the best worst finisher.
Who's worse, X-Pac or Goldberg?
Ooh.
Or Hogan.
Ooh. Hold on. After WrestleMania, when Shawn lost to Stone Cold and Triple H brought out X-Pac, you weren't excited?
Look to your blood. Look to the click.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
what?
Such a cool moment.
I'm looking.
It's like top 10 on Raw history.
There he is. There's a little guy down there.
He's taller than you.
No, he's not.
For sure.
He's a tall guy.
First of all.
He's actually taller than you think. He's not like Adam Cole.
I got
size.
A question.
Yeah.
How dare you?
How you dare?
Yeah, you like Adam Cole? He's shorter than everyone.
Oh, I'm not arguing that.
Well, you're going to make fun of someone for being
I'm
short.
I'm pretty sure.
That was an amazing moment.
I'm like pretty sure X-Pac rode his dog into the arena when we saw him there.
Jim Ross was so thrilled. Oh, look who's back.
Oh, look who's back.
This son of a bitch is back.
Oh, shit.
All right, next up we have Sami Zayn's red carpet premiere.
Alistair.
I mean, Roman Reigns. You probably shouldn't watch SmackDown either. So Sami comes out in a gold suit and introduces his special guest, Logan Paul.
Oh, JBL? What did JBL see this?
Oh, yeah.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Yeah. He's still undecided.
Yeah.
Why did he watch it again?
Why did he salute? Is he John Cena?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So Logan gets in the ring, goes for a handshake, but Sami gives him a hug. Logan says he's excited to see Sami's documentary, to see the big conspiracy. So Sami asks him, will you also be my guest at WrestleMania? And Logan says yes. Sammy finally throws to the trailer for his documentary, Justice for Sammy, rated T for truth. And in the trailer, it's basically like we mostly just watch what's been happening the past few months with Sammy.
That's it.
And there's one line where he's like, you know, I have a newfound hatred for zebras because of the referees that are working against me and stuff like that. So we watch it. Sammy asks Logan, what did you think? And Logan says, it was interesting. But when you were in the locker room, Kevin Owens told me that he's known you for 15 years and you're kind of a nut and there is no conspiracy. So Sammy yells at Logan, you're here to help me. You're my guest. I didn't want Kevin Owens poisoning your mind.
You're my bitch.
And then Kevin Owens appears behind Sammy and gives him a stunner. And then Owens tells Sammy, I don't care how many times I have to stun you back into reality. And if I can't talk sense into you, I'm going to beat sense into you at WrestleMania, Sammy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Owens pushes Logan Paul out of the way as he leaves the ring. Just gives him a little shove.
A little nudge. Are they friends? I don't know. Why didn't he stun him? We'll see.
And then backstage after the break, just to have Sammy get one back, he attacks Owens from behind and lays him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cementing his loss at WrestleMania.
Probably. Right. Also backstage, Edge tells Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville, you made one of the stupidest decisions by adding Daniel Bryan to a match at WrestleMania, but I do like your street fight idea tonight, and I'll be out there on commentary. Dun, dun, dun.
Cool, dude.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Get your ass kicked?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let Daniel stand tall one more time.
Next up, we have Carmella versus Bianca Belair. Corey Graves came in his pants like 10 times during Carmella's entrance.
It's his girl. Come on.
Cole told him to do.
Cole is trying to like explain what's going on. And he's just like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Right. Too bad it's not the attitude area and he would just brag about how he's going to go fuck her later.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, like I got two words for what she's going to do to my dick later.
Suck it.
You didn't have to say it, but there you go.
What?
When you see her next week, you might think her hair's been bleached, but that was just me.
That's gross.
Boom.
Because I came in her hair.
There's something about Carmella.
So anyways, Carmella attacks Belair from behind before the match and whips her into the steel steps. She also tied Belair's hair to the bottom rope so she can kick her a bunch, but of course, Belair still wins with the KOD.
By grabbing Carmella right in the pussy.
That's right.
She's like, whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not called the KOD. It's called the Trump now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also my award for best move. So. after the match, Sasha Banks tries to give Belair the backstabber again, but Belair powers out of it. And instead of fighting, Belair just points to the WrestleMania sign.
Right. Yeah.
And then Sasha leaves the ring and holds up the belt.
But
she's like, what?
But Sasha, though.
Well, that's every week. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, but.
Unbelievable.
This outfit.
Mm-hmm. I know.
All right.
My God.
Jesus.
Just jumping on the.
Like you met.
Heard it was paint. Heard that his paint did it on her.
God.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, if she's actually fucking her husband, what a lucky man.
Right.
Every night
right.
It's a new outfit.
Right. Yeah.
Now, in those situations where it's a mismatch, usually the husband won't fuck her. It's one of those stupid things.
Right. Yeah.
Just done a lot
of
research.
She's like complaining to her friend, he hasn't fucked me in weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, let's fucking go kill him.
Well, like we've said so many times before, she just married him for the costumes.
For the costumes.
You know?
Yeah.
And, so you Sasha know, hit me up. Whatever.
Hashtag worth it.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So next up, we have a backstage promo from King Corbin.
Is that a wild card?
No, this is actually the show he's on.
You sure?
Yeah. Yes, I think so.
Ask me.
Is this the show Corbin's on? Is he a wild card?
No. Why would you ask me?
Who knows?
Corbin says he's going to beat McIntyre on Raw and then beat Lashley for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania. And I was like, is this a number one contenders match on
Well, they kind of right, made yeah. it into that. They right, kind of made it into yeah. that. Because yeah. in the end, well, we'll get Didn't to that, make any I guess. Sense. But And Lashley just announced if you could take him out,
yeah.
then I'll fight you at WrestleMania. Who are you, Lashley?
If you murder him, if you literally, he stops breathing, I'll fight you because yeah. I'll need a.
That's what know. It would take.
So next up, we have a backstage promo from Apollo Crews.
Oh.
And that's where he challenges Big E to a Nigerian drum fight at WrestleMania.
Bottom right.
Bottom.
Who are you?
Who are you?
What the fuck is that?
Well, Crews says no rules, no limitations, just a beating so loud it sounds like a drum It sounds like a drum. So I'm not sure if there'll even be drums.
This has to be a real thing. Did you Google this?
No.
Nigerian drum fight?
No. Who would do that?
Thing.
Hold it. Hold it. Hold. Wait a minute.
You gotta hold start, it. You got to start with wrestling first, right?
Yeah. No, not really.
No, there's. I don't see anything. There's no. This is not a real thing.
It's except all a bunch of wrestling sites asking, "What is a Nigerian drum fight?"
Right. And the first thing Kim come up was exploding barbed wire death match, and we know how that works.
It's just a street fight. That's all it is.
Yeah.
With drums, I guess.
Okay.
So whatever.
Sure.
Next up, we have the main event of SmackDown, Daniel Bryan versus Jey Uso in a street fight. Backstage before the match, Paul Heyman tells Edge, we both see this the same way, right? Daniel Bryan being in the triple threat lowers Roman's chances as well as yours of winning the match.
And then Scott Steiner comes out.
Oh my God. Let me help you out a little bit.
Yeah.
Vinny Vidi Vici.
Is that in your Ebonics handbook?
Yeah. So Edge tells Heyman, I don't know what you have planned for the triple threat, but I'm heading out there for commentary. And Edge was great on commentary, by the way.
He was
trash talking them while they were fighting. And
yeah.
Jey put Daniel's leg through a chair, and then his plan was to splash onto the chair off the top rope. But Bryan moved.
Ouch.
Maybe right. Just go for a stomp.
Yeah.
Him
a few times.
Splash onto the fucking chair.
Hey, Edge, a lot of pectorals have been torn in this on the show. You better be careful there, bud.
So Daniel starts hitting Jey with the chair, but then Roman's music hits and he comes out with Heyman and he watches from the stage. Later, Jey punched Bryan in the face with a chain and then hit the splash off the top rope, and Bryan kicks out and no one's surprised except for Edge.
And then
right? Cole's like, and a kick out, and Edge is like, why, he kicked out of that?
Yeah.
And then he's like, welcome to AEW.
And then whose face did he spit in?
Whose face did he spit in?
Yeah, you have to spit in someone's face you do that.
Yeah, true.
Oh, because you're Bret Hart.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the joke.
We'll just say
that's Heyman. The joke.
Clear it up.
Heyman stepped in.
Later, Bryan gave Jey a suplex off the steel steps onto the floor.
That was cool.
Daniel then beats Jey with the chain and makes him tap to the Yes Lock.
Yeah.
After the match, Bryan gives Edge the running knee while Edge is still sitting at commentary. Then he bangs Edge's head into the ring post multiple times. Then he runs up the ramp at Roman. Roman throws his chair at him, but Bryan gets out of the way and gives Reigns the running knee and puts Reigns in the Yes Lock.
Oh!
And then he eventually lets go and he does the Yes chant in the ring to end the show.
Yeah. Wow. So how do you follow that up? Because that's how it should end. Right, be going into SmackDown. Like, that's the perfect way to
going into WrestleMania. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's how this week should end. Like, this SmackDown should end.
Right.
So, like, I guess Edge does something similar this week, or Roman.
I'm gonna say, like, SmackDown Edge ends with like the Battle Royal, like something stupid like
the
that.
Andre the Giant,
because that's Royal. Usually what they do. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. We'll see, but. On to Monday Night Raw, we open it with Drew McIntyre. He says, the difference between me and Bobby Lashley is sacrifice. And he talks about how he left his friends and family in Scotland to follow his dream to become WWE champion.
Oh, yeah.
He even said his mom was, like, dying of cancer, but she told him to, if he comes back, she'll kick his ass.
Oh, okay.
So
he didn't leave all his friends because Sheamus is there.
That's right. Yeah. So Bobby Lashley and MVP walk out, and Lashley says, you were a great champion, Drew, but your time's over. Drew wants to have the match now, but of course MVP's like, no, plus you might not even make it to WrestleMania. And out comes King Corbin.
Yeah.
Is it, though?
It is.
You sure?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
But was on Raw last week.
Was he? Oh, that's right, he was.
He was on Raw this week.
That was the wild card then, too.
But he was also on SmackDown.
Who are you?
Anyways, King Corbin. All right, enough.
Jesus. 22.
Oh. King Corbin tells Drew, there's no WrestleMania for you. There's no WWE Championship for you. Tonight, I whoop your punk ass.
Oh.
And everyone under the age of 4 believed him.
Yes.
Yes.
That's because they can't talk. So next up, we have Xavier Woods versus AJ Styles with Kofi and Omos ringside.
Yeah.
Backstage before the match, Riddle scoots up to the New Day and each of them make like 10 weed jokes.
Right.
He's like, oh man, I saw you got high. I never saw anyone get that high before, bro. And then Kobe's like, yeah, hopefully no one ever gets that high. And Woods is like, yeah, hi, I'm high. What?
Yeah.
And that's Woods how it was. Woods is like,
nope, too late.
Yeah.
Riddle beat us to it.
It was fucking 30 weed jokes in a 2-minute
segment.
Like,
we get it.
And since when and why? Like, what?
That, I guess that's what he's... Like, he's supposed to be a stoner without being called a stoner?
Yeah.
It's just fucking stupid.
So AJ puts Woods in the calf crusher, but then Kofi grabs a mic and yells, Omos, you gave us your best, but we're still here standing. And he throws the mic and it hits Omos in the chest.
Right.
He gave us your best. When have we seen anything from Omos?
He didn't do anything.
His best?
Yeah.
He didn't even win Pictionary.
Nice baby face move by Kofi there.
Right.
Omos goes after Kofi, but Kofi quickly enters and exits the ring, which distracts AJ, and then Woods beats AJ with a roll-up.
Okay. Yeah. Are you excited for this WrestleMania match? No? Okay. Moving on.
Hello, lady.
No, not at all. Next up, we have a Braun Strowman promo from inside the steel cage. Braun again says, I've been bullied my whole life. Sure, buddy.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
All right. I was a short kid, and I was a tall kid, and I wasn't bullied when I was a tall kid. So let me just say that. And I wasn't nearly as tall as Braun fucking Strowman.
By the way, in fourth grade, I looked it up, 6'3". No one bullied him.
But that report card was real, right?
Right.
That was.
Sure.
So Braun says he's going to beat Shane McMahon at WrestleMania for everyone who's ever been called stupid.
Oh, my God. What about the people that deserved it, though?
Hasn't everyone in their life been called stupid at some point?
Anyone that has an Italian parent has.
And in case you haven't, Joe, you're stupid. Eric, you're stupid.
Yeah.
Andrew, I'm stupid. And everyone watching and listening, you're stupid.
Right.
So Braun Strowman, he's doing this for all of us, guys.
Yeah.
This is our win at WrestleMania.
You know how many times I call people stupid when they drive?
Yeah.
Like, please, giant
non-bully.
When
you drive by him and you give him the look, like you look at him,
right.
And you're like, are you as stupid as, or do you look as stupid as you drive?
Yes.
Did we ever have Randy Orton's stupid on the board?
It was, but it's off now.
Because it was like 13 seconds long.
Again, we need a bigger soundboard. We need it.
Right.
Yeah. So Shane comes out and says, a steel cage might give you an advantage against a man, but I'm not any man. I'm a McMahon.
Woman.
Thank you.
And after I beat you at WrestleMania, you're going to say to yourself, boy, I am stupid. And so next up, we have Braun Strowman versus Elias and Jackson Ryker.
And he wins.
And he gives both of them power slams and pins them at the same time.
Yeah,
sure.
Barely. It took him a minute to figure it out.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Backstage, Miz and Morrison fight Bad Bunny's $3.6 million Bugatti, and they paint Hey Hey Ho Ho on the hood. And other shit all over it.
And they use, like, blood?
They use water paint.
Water paint. Sure. Like,
yeah. If you sneeze, it'll come off.
Of course. So after the commercial break, Bad Bunny finds his vandalized car and freaks out. And then Miz and Morrison attack him from behind and throw him onto a different car. Because you're not going to actually harm the Bugatti.
Right, exactly.
No.
Adam Pearce and Pat Buck run up, and Miz and Morrison leave, and then Damian Priest shows up to check on his best friend.
Best friend.
And then later in the show, Priest and Bad Bunny come out to the ring, and Priest says, let's make this a tag team match to WrestleMania,
Why
you didn't see that coming.
Why wasn't this just from the beginning?
Right.
It was. I think they announced this like in November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bad Bunny then cuts a promo, but he struggles to get the words out, and just like I am right now. And he says, I came to WWE to chase my dream, but now I don't know how to feel. I love all WWE superstars, even The Miz.
What?
But he doesn't respect me.
Oh, okay.
And it felt like he was talking for an hour.
I feel like he forgot his lines, so he just started speaking in Spanish, hoping that he'd lose half the audience.
Probably.
And that worked for me.
He did.
Yeah. He says, at WrestleMania, I'm going to shut your mouth and whoop your ass. And then Miz and Morrison appear on the Titantron. They talk some trash. They accept the tag team match. And then they leave in a limo.
And then Miz channels Shooter McGavin. He's like, you know? It's like,
yeah.
I eat pieces
instead
of shit like you.
Morrison. WrestleMania.
El Miz.
El Miz.
Next up, we have Asuka and Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler with Reginald ringside.
You know, the funny thing is, I'm going to comment on this with this match.
Oh, yeah?
They put the two opponents on the same tag team.
Yeah.
Eric, how many times have they done that before?
I was going to say, can you hit the wild...
Wait, they've never done that. What are you talking about? I've never seen this in wrestling.
My point is, they do this every WrestleMania. They do it every big match. Hold on, before you have the... And, like, if they repeat dumb things, then why can't they repeat the formulas that we love?
No.
Why can't they repeat...
Joe.
What?
That's stupid.
That's stupid.
I was going to say hit wild card, because this this feud was on SmackDown.
Kind of, yeah.
So the feud is
100%
wild card. It's a wild card feud. It could be anywhere.
Yeah. It's like they did the exact same thing with Bianca and Sasha.
Yeah.
And now they're like, well, we got no way to hype this match. Let's do it on Raw.
No one watches both shows, right, Roman?
Right.
I don't watch Raw.
So Asuka had Shayna in an arm wringer and tried to tag in Ripley, but Ripley declined.
Okay.
And then a few seconds later, Shayna knocked Asuka in the corner and Ripley tagged herself in. Ripley later faced off with Nia, but Nia picked her up and Ripley got down and tags in Asuka by tapping her head. So it's like, oh, Ripley's not tagging in. She's running away. She's running away from Nia. Like, what's going on here?
Boop. Tag, you're tagged.
And then later, Asuka gets on the top rope, but Ripley pushes her off, sending Asuka to the floor. And then she even picks Asuka up and slams her face first and then throws her into the ring.
No respect for her.
And then Shayna knees Asuka in the face and gets the win as Ripley smiles outside the ring. So
heel?
Heel Ripley. I guess Rhea Ripley's a full heel.
Sure, that's fine. One of them's got to be the heel.
Do they?
What, are they going to like shake hands and cry after the match?
But it just doesn't make sense. Like, Ripley came straight from NXT, got the Mania match right away.
Right.
All was all smiles.
I can't wait till her NXT send-off when she's face on the show. Just like they did with Bobby Roode.
Eric, we don't want to insult you with good guys and bad guys.
No.
Right?
No.
God. Yeah,
how long ago was that speech? Strange. It was like 15 years ago.
Sure. Oh, God. 23 years ago? Yeah. I mean.
Wow.
Ripley's a heel. I guess that'll be your big moment at Mania as a bad guy.
Bad guy.
Wow.
Backstage, I guess she's starting over.
Sure. On the main roster. Why not?
Backstage, Sarah Schreiber asked Nia and Shayna if they're confident in defending their tag titles on Sunday against the winners of the tag team turmoil match on Saturday. They say they aren't concerned, but then Lana and Naomi walk up. And they say, I could think of a few reasons why. Then Mandy and Dana walk up and say, what about us? Then Natalya and Tamina walk up and they say, or us. And then Liv and Ruby walk up and say, or us. And then Billie Kay walks up and says, or me, but she doesn't even have a partner.
Trombone? Yeah. Why couldn't you just have Peyton Royce pop up behind her and say, and me?
Oh, wait, no, she's on Raw. Sorry.
She's on Raw.
She's actually on Raw. I'm so confused now.
I haven't seen her either.
I'm so confused.
Because who cares? Who cares? Who fucking cares?
Yeah. Anyways, next up we have Bobby Lashley versus Cedric Alexander. Backstage before the match, Cedric finds MVP, pushes him up against the wall, and tells him, I might not beat Lashley tonight, but I'm going to leave him some scars. Here he fucking knows he's going to lose.
Right. He lost like 19 times before he joined the Hurt Business.
Yeah. And he says, I can't wait for Drew McIntyre to kick his ass at WrestleMania and expose you for the fraud that you are. And then Shelton Benjamin fixes MVP's suit and tells him, you may want to stay your crippled ass out of the way. And then right after that, Sarah Schreiber asks MVP for a comment, and he calls Cedric and Shelton ungrateful. Then Lashley walks up and says, I'm going to break his ass in half.
Ooh.
And as for the match... Benjamin and Alexander jump Lashley before the bell rings, but Lashley beats up both of them and throws Benjamin out of the ring. And in the end, Lashley hits the Dominator, the Spinebuster, and then puts Alexander to sleep with the Hurt Lock. And then Benjamin attacks Lashley after the match, but Lashley puts him to sleep with the Hurt Lock.
Right, just buried in same fucking grave.
That's it. Next up, we have Riddle versus Mustafa Ali.
Okay.
With Sheamus on commentary.
Dressed as a homeless man.
Homeless man. We got the doves again for Riddle's feet.
Homeless 20-style boxer.
Right, yeah.
Doves fly out of Riddle's feet.
What is the significance to that?
I don't understand.
Like, okay,
like
if he's
his
a
feet
stoner.
Are beautiful? Because no. No, they're not.
I feel like I was in a cartoon and I got hit in the head with something like really heavy and this is what I would see.
Right.
Right.
Birds. Little birds.
So anyways, Riddle puts on Sheamus's hat, and then Ali attacks him from behind because you're an idiot.
Yeah.
But of course, Riddle still wins with the bro Derek.
Of course.
And I think earlier in the night, Ali like blamed Riddle for as to why Retribution was split up.
But yeah, okay.
You should talk to Vince.
Right. I mean, if anything, at least Ali's still on TV. Where'd the rest of them go?
Yeah. Well, they'll be in the Battle Royal.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
And then finally, we have King Corbin versus Drew McIntyre with MVP on commentary. Corbin gets a few close calls, so MVP tells him, Corbin, it's not about beating McIntyre, it's about taking him out. So take him out! And he hands Corbin his cane. Corbin tries to hit Drew with it, but McIntyre ducks and hits the Claymore for the win. And then after the match, Lashley comes out to the stage and he and McIntyre stare at each other.
And then...
That's it.
No, and then... This is the go-home show
right.
to WrestleMania. This
You're
is
right.
the last Raw before WrestleMania. So what happened after they stood there and stared at each other?
Did I miss something? Or did my DVR cut off?
Did it?
You know, nothing happened. You know, I think they even said, and Drew McIntyre is still going to WrestleMania. Or something like
oh,
that.
Oh,
like,
thank
yeah.
God.
Like, oh, wait a minute. If he would have lost?
Yeah, no fucking chance.
Yeah.
WWE's biggest two-night event is this weekend in Tampa, Florida. And to celebrate this historic event, DraftKings, an official gaming partner of WWE, is putting you in the center of the action with $50,000 up for grabs this weekend. Each night of WrestleMania will have a $25,000 free-to-play contest. Playing for your share of $50,000 is easy. Download the DraftKings app, sign up using the promo code WWWW, and enter DraftKings free-to-play WrestleMania pool. You'll answer questions like, who will make a surprise appearance, and who is walking away victorious? The customers with the most correct answers will get their share of the $50,000 in prizes that is up for grabs throughout the weekend. DraftKings has paid out over $7 billion to its players since 2012, so they know a thing or two about big paydays. So here's what you got to do. Download the DraftKings app now. Use the promo code WWWW to enter the free WrestleMania Prediction Challenge with $50,000 up for grabs throughout the weekend. So use the promo code WWWW right now and enter two free $25,000 contests each night of WrestleMania only at DraftKings, an official gaming partner of WWE. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. All right, let's give some awards.
Sure. Why not?
Who is your worst dressed?
Seth's Easter Bunny, Easter Sunday suit.
Yeah, same.
But something's got to be said for Tamina and Natalia's new gear. Like, I don't know what the hell Tamina was even trying to do.
They always dress horrible.
As shitty as always, yeah.
Seth's suits have been, like, plummeting.
That's Seth's new gimmick. Is to win worst dressed every week.
It clearly is.
He's like, watch, maybe worst dressed every
week. And then,
like,
you see, like, WWE on Instagram, they're like, oh my God. Look at Seth's drip.
Well, and then also now on all WWE social media, they go, oh, who's wins best dressed this week?
It's yeah, like, fuck you.
Are you
That's
kidding
gimmick
me?
Infringement.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Fucking fucks.
Who wins best dressed this week?
And it's all, like, worst dressed nominees from us.
Right.
All of our worst dressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best dressed?
I'm Mandy Rose this week.
Sweet
Jesus.
Oh,
straight from the 80s.
Sweet Jesus, Sasha in her outfit.
Okay. Yeah. Sasha Banks.
Sasha.
Wow.
Sasha.
Oh, God.
It's like she took Jericho's light-up jacket and just, you know, put it on.
Her titties. Her titties.
Right.
Yes. Worst acting.
I had Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny indeed.
What?
Huh?
What?
Oh, I had Bad Bunny. Sorry.
Oh, worst acting.
Yeah. Sweep it. Best acting.
Edge. Edge, please, Edge.
What was that?
I don't know.
Is that Randy Orton begging Edge for a blowjob?
Yes.
For him to edge him?
Please, Edge, please. You started him. If you could suck. You need to finish him.
Oh, my God. Suck me off, Edge. Worst comment. I love The Miz. I love him.
Mine was also from Bad Bunny. He said... Being in WWE is my lifelong dream. Really? Are you sure it wasn't being a fucking rapper?
No, it was.
If it was your lifelong dream, why didn't you fucking be in WWE?
Because until I was famous, I wasn't good enough.
That could have been you spitting apples in people's
faces.
I love
Booker T.
I love The Miz. I love the Stone Cold. I love Mick Foley. I love the... Shut up!
I love to make... I love romance. To make love to Damian Priest. Dude! What the fuck?
I love it when he makes love to my
Sorry,
asshole.
They must know.
I cannot hide.
Joe, where's the comment?
My swing is in the air. I hate it. That's not good.
Best comment?
I am finally, once again, the rated R superstar.
Yeah, it was good. I had Edge when he was like saying, I will not hesitate.
To masturbate.
To hit the concerto.
I had all of that, yeah.
Worst match?
Natalya Shayna.
That's correct. Sweep that it. Is correct.
Yeah. Sweep it.
Super slow-mo match.
Braun versus Elias and Riker.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
A lot of sweeps this week.
Best match?
I guess Brian Uso.
Yeah, the street fight. Sure.
Yeah.
Three in a row. Three in a row. Worst move?
Natty and Shayna's roll-up.
Yes, the triple roll-up. That's right.
The that triple roll-up.
Yeah.
So bad.
They hit the triple roll-up for the win.
So bad. Yeah, that's correct. Best move?
I had the suplex off the steps onto the
ground. Yeah, you know what? I thought about that. I didn't write anything, but I thought about that. I guess I'll put that.
I'll go with Daniel Bryan giving Edge the running knee, like while Edge is still on the chair.
Yeah, those are
sitting
in
the chair.
Those are good.
Worst moment or segment?
Mine was the whole like women tag team attack on SmackDown. Like all the women came out like, oh no.
Sure, but I had Bad Bunny. That was like three segments.
I had Logan Paul because I hate that douche.
Yeah,
douche.
And then best moment or segment?
Edge's promo opening SmackDown.
That's probably the only really good part.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like Daniel Bryan standing tall at the end of the show, like because he's probably going to take the pin. But I thought that was exciting for him to beat the shit out of Roman, then run to the ring.
So that just showed, like, SmackDown has been better. Like, you can't even find a best moment on Raw.
Yeah.
You know, like, SmackDown at least has some good moments.
Something.
It's got something. Anything. Right. You know, you'll get a good Edge promo, Daniel Bryan kicking ass at the end of the show.
Right.
Raw's like nothing. There's nothing there.
Yes.
So that's the all for awards. Now it's time for some breaking news, and we'll start with the biggest news. Everyone knows this already, but Chris Jericho is going to appear on Stone Cold's Broken Skull Sessions on Peacock this Sunday after WrestleMania.
And they couldn't have done it better with the promo that they put out.
That was an amazing
video.
You
see Stone Cold's and you see the burn. You're like, oh, they're using Jericho's music.
Right.
How stupid. I can't believe they're stealing this, but he's gone. And then they pan out, and it's them looking at each other, and they face the camera. Oh, my God.
And Jericho gives, like, a little smirk.
And this comes out right after WrestleMania on Sunday night?
Yeah.
So we gotta watch that.
Sweet Jesus.
Jeez.
Stone Cold told Justin Barrasso of Sports Illustrated that Jericho called him after he watched the Undertaker episode and asked if he could be on. Austin said,
I texted Vince McMahon, and he replied, it's cool, go ahead.
I'm
so
surprised.
It was that easy, apparently.
Did he really say that?
Cold.
That's what Stone Cold
said.
I'm surprised Stone Cold said didn't just like keep that part out. Like obviously you have to do that.
Yeah.
Be like, I thought just hell yeah, it's a great idea. Like he could do anything because he's Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Keep a little kayfabe on that. But
no. Whatever.
Yeah.
I like the him talking about Vince saying it's cool, go ahead.
Right. Yeah.
He was even like,
I even asked him again, like, you sure? And he gave me a thumbs up emoji.
Yeah.
So yeah,
right? It's
that's
weird to
be
think
really
that Vince uses emojis when he texts.
I know. But so do our parents, so
yeah, that's true.
I guess that happens.
I mean, I do. So.
But, I mean, that's going to be really interesting. I mean, does that... I mean, that's... the door's slightly open, right? At least a little bit.
A little bit.
Cracked. It's cracked open.
They've really never done it
I think
when
there's
you're
a
the
chance,
active roster. So.
I think there's a chance, like, Jericho could have a match in WWE. Yeah. Like, maybe not Omega because he's not a WWE... But, like, Jericho's been a WWE guy. Like, you could have one match in WWE. I think that's possible right now. After
maybe this is where they'll reveal that Vince actually owns AEW.
I'm still not sure it's possible. Doing an interview is one thing. Like, actually wrestling, like, I think that would maybe have Vince think that he'll tell his wrestlers, oh, even though you're under contract, you can still go wrestle elsewhere. It almost, like, opens that can of worms too much.
But it's not a war anymore.
No.
Like, NXT, it was never really an actual war comparing it to the Monday Night Wars.
Right.
Because NXT is their third show. It's not, you know, it doesn't have AJ Styles and all their huge stars on there. Like, so never, but like now that they're on different nights, like what is there to fight over, really?
Nothing.
What is there to fight over? There's wrestling every single day of the week now.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday, there's a wrestling show on TV if you count Impact. But like, what is there? You know what I mean? You might as well. Ratings are worse than ever. You might as well work together.
I'll tell you,
if
there was no AEW, don't you think there'd be more viewers for NXT? More viewers for Raw?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
None?
No.
Not even like 10% more.
Well, I think NXT's ratings will go up a little bit now that they're not competing with AEW, sure. But I don't think that would affect Raw or SmackDown. It's been bad. It's been going down. I mean, before AEW, what was it at? 2.5 million?
That's not a good. Big hurdle down to 1.9 or whatever it is, 1.7.
Right, but that happened after, once COVID hit, that happened.
Yeah,
people were just like, I'm done with this shit.
Right.
So, yeah, there's also two celebrity inductees in the Hall of Fame this year. William Shatner, as previously mentioned, and Ozzy Osbourne. They're just like, hey.
Sure. You were on wrestling for 5 minutes.
And it's just like a video acceptance speech. So, like, what's the point? It's just...
Yeah, that's it. Ozzy, hey, can you sing your speech?
I don't know, like...
Yeah.
Remember when he was on
Raw? Right, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah. Remember when like him and Sharon hosted Raw one night? And like the Big Show came out and he was a heel and he like threatened to punch Ozzy and then Ozzy went, Sharon! And then Big Show started laughing. It's like, wait, aren't you a bad guy? I don't understand what's going on.
What is happening?
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Right.
I can't wait till like Kermit the Frog gets in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
He hosted once, didn't he?
Next year.
Also, despite Fightful reporting that Titus O'Neil was going to receive the Warrior Award, it's actually going to be longtime WWE employee Rich Herring.
Titus did get it.
Yeah, Titus got it.
He got the 2020.
Oh, okay.
Rich Herring is getting the 2021.
They both got it, yeah.
Also, bottom right.
Who are you?
Okay. That's so dumb to do two, like as if this is... Anyways, yeah, Rich Herring...
He's like, I've been the janitor at the corporate for many, many years.
No, he's the senior vice president of government relations and risk management.
Government relations.
They didn't even say like that he did anything heroic to win this.
Oh, you know what? You know why he's winning this?
Good.
I think you know where I'm going. Because he's the one who got him out of fucking Saudi Arabia.
Risk management.
He also stepped out of the Florida governor's office and he's like, You can do shows now.
Oh yeah, wrestling is essential business. You can do your COVID shows.
You have a lotions or something, or just like anything I can put in my mouth. Literally anything.
You have like a Sprite,
a little Mister.
You can have shows.
He got the wrestlers out of Saudi, and he opened Florida.
What a hero! Oh my God. When Ultimate Warrior first said that there should be some special award, he was talking about like the ring guys and stuff.
Right.
And there has yet to be a ring guy to win the Warrior Award.
That is true.
Yeah. So,
here's a millionaire like me. Winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. On to rumors.
No, I didn't have any news.
Yeah, I know. Well, you didn't have your phone out and you weren't scrolling and going, hold on. I've got
news. Joe literally types into Google WWE rumors.
I just want to see if there's anything that just came out.
That was your face. Okay. All right. On to rumors.
Rumors.
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe.
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet.
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance.
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed.
So Fightful reports that Vince McMahon insisted on the Hurt Business breaking up despite Lashley and MVP and... Seems like the entire locker room trying to change Vince's
Everybody.
Mind.
Everybody.
But he was like, this is the way.
Hey, speaking of the way.
Oh, God. Yeah,
let's
so.
Break them up, too.
No one wanted the Hurt Business to break up, which makes sense. It was Vince McMahon.
I love you.
Just injecting the Hurt Business.
Poison.
Does that mean the way is the only stable left?
Yes. I believe so. If you could even call that a stable.
Yeah.
Dear God. Also, WWE accidentally tweeted a graphic showing Carmella and Billy Kay in the tag team turmoil match for night one of WrestleMania.
What?
So they might get added like on Friday to the match.
Well, that makes more sense because they're in the storyline.
And there's also rumors saying Bayley will replace Billy Kay because Bayley has nothing to do.
They're going
to
announce Carmella and Billy Kay. Then Bayley's going to take out Billy Kay.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
But, like, Bayley's not doing anything at Mania.
Look, three of the four horsewomen aren't doing anything as of this podcast recording.
Shit, maybe Charlotte Flair will show up in, with a partner and be in that, too.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Any rumors, Eric?
No, Andrew.
Oh, you're just checking Facebook?
Yes.
Jesus. All right, trivia time.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right, Joe's going to make his $10 for the week.
When was... Pardon?
You're on the payroll of WWE Statistics Instagram, right?
Pro Wrestling Statistics.
Pro Wrestling, thank you. Thank
on
you.
Instagram, yes. Yeah. Actually, they gave me this one. Good call, Eric.
Okay.
So when was the last time there was not a WrestleMania match featuring either HBK, Triple H, or The Undertaker?
Hmm. Eric, any thoughts? I don't know. I'm going to... I'll just throw out a number. 4.
4 years ago?
No, like WrestleMania 4.
WrestleMania 4.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow.
I mean, they're old guys, so...
Why 4?
I'll go 4. I don't know. 4 was that tournament with Macho. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of them were on that. And that was, like, late 80s, right? Shawn, like, came in, like, 89 or 90.
So Shawn was in 5? Or Triple H was in 5?
The Rockers, maybe, were in 5.
Eric,
thoughts?
Anything different?
He's
really trying to search his memory banks for this answer. Yeah. He's going card by card, match by match.
Right, no, I think it was more recent.
Okay. A guess. I mean, you know, a guess. Any guess at all, Eric?
WrestleMania 28?
4.
I already saw it.
you fuck.
The way Andrew said it, I was like, he's either gonna tell us or he's not gonna tell us, but he already saw it. I'm just gonna guess, oh, I don't know, 4. Like, that's the way he delivered it.
Right, yeah. I'm just gonna throw it 4.
It's yeah, four. Number it's 4.
100%.
But that's insane. Like, that's a long ass time. Which WrestleMania is this?
This is 37.
37.
33 years
long
ago.
Long time.
That was without them in a match?
In a match, on the card.
Yeah. Right, on the, yeah. Because, you know.
Wowzers.
Crazy.
Some of them still might appear. We don't know.
Yeah, all right. Fat chance.
Fan questions.
Yeah.
All right. This one is from Alex Gonzalez. Do you think some wrestlers will have a hard time performing in front of a live audience after a year with no crowds?
How long into WrestleMania will it be before we get our first CM Punk chant?
Oh, God. First match.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
That should be on the scorecard.
Yeah.
Bobby Soydam was listening to old podcasts and came across the all-time draft. Andrew took Goldberg. Care to explain, Andrew?
Yes. Care to explain?
I don't remember that.
No. Wait, like, did you draft him, like, with the 20th pick or, like, in the first couple rounds?
I think it was, like, his number 3.
No, it was not. It was later. I was just like, star power. He's a big star. I was just, that's why
I think
I
you
might have
taken him to bury him or something, too.
I think so.
Like,
I
he dies. I, yeah, he dies like, in the ring.
I would take him...
You reenact the Vince McMahon limo explosion.
I had this idea for like a Boneyard match where like Undertaker would bury him, and then I think WWE heard that and made a WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
And then they would like reach into the ground and pull out his bones so he can't return. Like, these are his bones.
Yeah.
If you keep them separated, he can't come back.
They threw him in different parts of all the oceans.
Yes, exactly.
So all the oceans.
It would take thousands of years before he could reform.
Yeah.
Like the T-1000. Herb, what do you guys think is the worst WrestleMania of all time? The recent ones, at least, are a spectacle.
16.
Well, last year's was horrible.
Yeah,
last no fans.
Right. Yeah.
No crowd
noise
at all.
Outside of COVID, though.
Outside of COVID, 16.
What is that? 2000.
2000.
Yeah, that was
a McMahon in every corner.
Oh God!
There was only one singles match on the whole card, I believe. Right,
I think so,
and it was
yeah.
like the women's match.
Which one had no singles matches? That was 99.
No, then it must have been 2000.
Yeah, there was a WrestleMania that had zero singles matches.
That was 2000.
I think it was 2000. Yeah.
Zero.
Zero singles matches.
Steve the Don Valente, Pushfire Barry, Eric versus Josh match at WrestleMania. We got Hell in a Cell, TLC, or Three Stages of Hell. Eric, how would you like to kill Josh Reese? He's on the Wednesday Night War podcast.
Three Stages of Hell, we're going to push. Barry TLC and Fire Hell in a Cell.
Fire Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, because there's no way Josh could climb up to the top of the cell.
You would just be up there. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
It'd be like two steps up, like
I think Josh could get up there.
Josh is a lot more flexible than you think.
Yeah.
When we recorded...
He was going to let me do a chop.
Do explain.
Did you listen to the show? He was going to let me do a chop, so...
No, he wasn't.
He bitched one.
Out.
Do you want to bid two?
I'll bid three.
You win. Lift up your shirt.
All right, let's go.
We filmed this one video. I think it was like his favorite KO matches when we were doing like our top 10 videos or whatever. Yeah. And he did this kick where he like kicked over his head. I was like, holy shit, you're pretty limber there, buddy.
Yeah, very flexible.
Okay. DeMarcus Moreland.
Yeah, there's rumors he has no dick.
Maybe.
Very flexible.
DeMarcus Moreland just wanted to give a special rest in peace to Andrew's sanity during Mania Week. I appreciate that. Thank you.
It will be missed.
Andrew's sanity.
Yeah, fuck us, right?
Yeah.
I still have to edit everything, and I technically have to watch everything twice.
We have to watch it once on fast forward through our DVRs.
Yes, exactly. Steven Stafford, just want to say thanks for watching 1,000-plus hours of wrestling over a week and giving us great content. How many dishes is Eric making?
I'm mainly cooking at my house Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got something that we're going to do here.
Have we announced that
one? With like less... cooking involved.
Which one is that one? The Saturday?
French Fry Mania.
That's Saturday?
Oh, no. Saturday Steak Mania.
Oh, my Lord. Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Steak-a-mania?
Steak-a-mania.
Yes.
What are the sides?
Baked potato, or twice baked potatoes.
Yes.
And like grilled vegetables.
Okay.
Are we going to get our little dinner trays in the room of pods?
All right, Jason Claver.
We're going to watch downstairs on the big TV.
All right.
All right, Jason Claver, update number 16. Peacock added Raw episodes from 2003 to 2007, but unfortunately, no Lita and Edge live sex celebration.
That's horse shit.
I mean, how ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is so why? Like, what's the point?
Peacock is scrubbed.
The best
shit
moments
clean.
Ever are being removed from the
They've
network.
They've already said, though, there's a horrible, horrible movie on Peacock, right? What did someone mentioned it?
I don't know.
They have like one of the worst movies on Peacock as far as like NC-17, yet they can't show some of this. It doesn't make any sense.
All jokes aside, what do you guys think about an all-time draft for 2021? It's been about 5 years since you've done one, and booking matches wasn't part of it the first time around.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it again sometime.
Yeah,
maybe.
Be cool. We'll throw Josh in there just to fuck up his pick so we can get better picks.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy,
well, he'll fuck up his own pick, so.
Exactly. Jeremy Brennan, why am I not hyped for WrestleMania this year? What is missing? And then Dan Hackinson replied, a build-up. And that is correct.
Mm.
Yes.
Any build-up.
Great, great answer.
Adam Holmes, am I the only one who thinks Bray Wyatt's new look kind of resembles Mr. Hanky from South Park?
Like he looks like a big pile of shit?
Yeah. Right, he's a big turd.
Big fucking stinky turd.
Shit monster.
Pop culture junkie, fuck, marry, kill, Utah style.
Hold on.
Huh?
Fuck, marry, Utah style, kill.
What's Utah style?
More than
you
one
get
wife?
Two wives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there's five women on this list?
No.
All right. So go ahead.
So, all right. The first, it's three women each one. So Trish, Alexa Bliss, and Tamina.
Oh, God.
So you have to... Okay, so you're killing all three, you're marrying all three, you're fucking all three. Zelina, Nia Jax, and AJ Lee.
Zelina, Nia, AJ.
And then Asuka, Alicia Fox, and Io Shirai.
Okay, we're killing that with fire. Let's see.
Yeah, I agree. Kill that. And then I'd probably marry...
Oof. I'm going to marry...
I would marry Asuka, Io, and Alicia. I would fuck Zelina, Nia, and AJ Lee.
Yeah.
And I'd kill Trish, Alexa, and Tamina.
Bliss, like who's like the number one pick on this thing?
But Trish, who's Trish like Stratus? A porn star?
Right, but Tamina, who's like...
Nia Jax?
Yeah. Rather Nia than Tamina.
I'm going to fuck Zelina, Nia,
She'll
AJ.
Probably like splash off the corner of the bed onto your dick.
Yeah, I'm marrying Trish Bliss.
We're doing
and
all the different. I'm marrying Zelina and AJ Lee and Nia Jax. She just won't get anything. And
she don't go get that dick.
I'll fuck Trish, Alexa, Tamina.
She's your Utah wife, so she gets it. She gets her 33%.
Don't you just hate when you're in bed with three women and the least attractive one says, "Save it for me." From Jim.
Man,
Kelly.
Is that a drag?
Man, that's a drag.
Joe Martin, if you were booking this year's WrestleMania with the current roster, what would be your main event?
Wait, what?
If you were booking WrestleMania,
yeah,
what would your main event
be? Oh, like if we could do anything.
Kevin Owens versus Edge for the WWE title.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. Bake the Cake Roberts, nomination for worst comment. Tom Phillips shouting, no effect on Omos when Kofi threw the mic at him.
Yeah.
What would a microphone like?
Yeah. Right. Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. Oh, man.
I know, right?
Omos is tough.
Yeah, maybe we should.
It's like literally like.
Zaheen Rahman, if you could watch one wrestling show per week, what would you pick? Options are NXT, Dynamite, SmackDown, and Raw.
I think I'd still say NXT.
NXT, yeah.
We've done though. I mean, Dynamite's had the far better shows.
I know, but there's still a chance that Ciampa may shave his head and be good with.
So you're watching just for the hope that it gets good again?
Yes,
maybe.
Oh, well.
Just like Raw and SmackDown.
You would watch AEW?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. Jalen Silver. Mark. Oh, the mark. Mark. Right.
Fucking AEW. Could we all pick one?
He's a mark.
They've got MJF every week cutting great
all promos. Elderly wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Clearly, I hate them. Jalen Silva. So after Riddle's promo with Asuka a week ago, it got me thinking, when is it time for the worst promo bracket to Revenge of the Botch?
Oh, man. That sounds good. We've done so many brackets. Have we done a best promo bracket?
No.
Ooh.
That's a lot.
We've done a best talker, but best. No, that's a lot of work.
So best promo bracket's one we got to do.
That's going to be hard.
Best WWE.
Help me.
Yeah. Best championship match at WrestleMania.
All night. Yeah.
That'd be a really good one.
Championship match at Mania, sure.
Yeah.
Terry, and we have the bracket made for us already. Although WWE made it, so maybe it's
we'll
not that
we'll
good.
Make some changes, I'm sure. I'm sure they've got Goldberg on there.
Probably. Terry Melton, meant to ask last week, but what did you guys think of the Walking Dead episode that was about Carol trying to make soup for the entire episode? Yeah, that sucked. Dude, fucking stupid.
Daryl fixed his motorcycle and she made soup.
That's it.
That's a show.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Negan one yet?
No.
You still haven't?
No.
That's the show. That was an episode.
Right.
Daryl fixed his motorcycle. Carol made soup.
Yeah.
That's it.
Fuck. I'm glad I stopped watching like 3 seasons ago.
Oh, yeah. Made a good call there.
All right, Eric, how would you guys feel if The Fiend added Liv Morgan to his group, both Alexa and Liv, or like Harley Quinn?
That's what they should have originally done.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, it's all ruined anyway now, so right. I don't care.
Fix it!
And then finally, Sane Man Toots, 21 years later, Mae Young's hand makes its WWE wrestling debut, and you are put in charge of creating a story to get it over. What do? I kill myself.
Get that hand over, Joe.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Right.
That does not sound good. All right, it is time for WrestleMania prediction.
All right, Joe Pisano, calm down.
He's just mad that you did it first.
Yeah, I love stealing jokes, so.
Yeah.
That's your gimmick.
You do.
Yeah, that's my gimmick. Yeah.
All right. First.
Does Josh have any I can... Nope, he doesn't.
The first of, I think, 16 matches?
Sure.
16 it is. 16 boxes, that's for sure. Yeah,
like 127 things to fill out.
All right, first up, we have the SmackDown WrestleMania matches.
Yeah.
We have the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. These poor guys don't really get to be on WrestleMania.
Right.
They don't get that peacock bonus.
Yeah.
We got the Dirty Dogs versus Rey and Dominic Mysterio versus the Street Profits versus Otis and Chad Gable. Who do you got?
Rey and Dominic.
Joe.
Yeah, Ray and Dominic.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I thought you were going next.
Oh, no. Yeah, we all have Ray and Dominic. I've got Dominic pinning Gable.
I've got Ray pinning Rude.
Yeah, I have the same as Andrew.
And how many people interfere?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. All right, next up, we have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Who do you have winning this?
I've got T-Bar, which also counts as Dominic Dijakovic.
I'm sorry, who?
Dominic
Dijakovic. What?
Who are you?
Dijakovic.
Yeah.
New world order. Yeah, how does it feel?
Felt good.
You know, T-Bar would be my second pick, just because like maybe he rips off the mask or something, just to make it.
Okay.
I picked Shinsuke, biggest name in the fucking pool. Right.
I thought about picking Shinsuke. I thought about picking Ricochet, just because who cares? This means nothing.
Yes. Maybe Angel Garza was another, probably like my third pick.
I picked Jey Uso just for the reason, just to be like, oh, look, they're all looking great before, like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Jey won the Battle Royal. Yeah, that's Roman's going to win at Mania.
Odd, it's none of these?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Because the winner's not even
announced yet.
Yeah. Right. All right. Who's your first eliminated?
Tucker.
Okay.
Yeah. I have Eric.
Huh?
Eric?
Yeah.
Eric's going to be
Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
All right. Hey, making my WrestleMania kickoff SmackDown debut.
Eric who? Who are you talking about?
Do it.
Eric who?
From the Viking Raiders.
Who are you?
This soundboard's going to break after tonight.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've got Slapjack eliminated first. Slapjack.
Okay.
Last eliminated?
I got Nakamura.
There you go. I have Elias.
And I've got...
If T-Bar was your second pick, why isn't he your last eliminated?
Because I don't think they'll push him like that if they're not going to make him win.
I know.
I've got Ricochet last eliminated.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
How many people interfere?
Everyone.
Zero?
Zero. Everyone. Zero.
R-Truth.
Next up, we have Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn.
That's how they can fix this. Just have the 24-7 title be traded around in the middle of the match.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn.
I've got Owens.
I've got Owens.
Oh.
I know. I didn't have the balls to do it.
No balls. I've got Owens.
I really thought maybe Sami would, whatever.
Owens with a pin all around?
Yeah.
Yes.
How many people interfere?
I got zero.
One douche.
I was about to say one douche.
One douche.
And does KO give Logan Paul a stunner?
Yes.
Again, a part of me thinks that Logan Paul is a good guy in this match and stays a good guy, to save face, but then I think he still stuns him.
Yeah.
He screws over Sammy.
It doesn't matter if he's good or bad, he'll stun him.
What would Stone Cold do?
Yeah.
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 I have yes for that as well. Cesaro versus Seth Rollins.
It's got to be Cesaro's big push, right?
I got Cesaro. Yeah.
Seth is 6-2 at WrestleMania. He's beaten Brock Lesnar, Triple H at WrestleMania.
So he'll be 6-3.
Cesaro.
Cesaro. Right. Yeah.
With a pin?
Yep.
With a pin.
How many people interfere?
Zero.
Zero.
Murphy? Oh, right. Who are you?
Who are you?
Over under 25 swings.
I'm going to say over.
I said over 50. Oh, 25? Yeah, it's that number was maybe a hair too low, right. 28.
I mean, once Cole was like, a new swing record.
Yeah. I mean, he'll probably do 20, but the crowd will count to 37.
We'll hold on. Which one are we counting?
Are we counting the crowd?
The crowd is canon.
No. Crowd is canon. You heard it here.
No, the crowd will say 50. No, you have to say what they say. Whatever WWE says the total was.
How about yes.
That? All right.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. We all picked the same
thing. So it's easily going over.
We all picked over?
25.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
All right, Bad Bunny and Damian Priest versus Miz and Morrison.
Yeah, celebrity wins.
I got BB and DP.
That's right, but look.
Bunny pins the Miz?
Yes.
Sweep it.
Bunny pins
Zero
the Miz.
Zero interference.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Fiend versus Randy Orton.
I've got the Fiend.
The Fiend.
The Turd?
Yeah.
With a pin?
Submit.
I have submit. He passes out or some shit.
Does Alexa have a Fiend mask?
I'm going to say yes because it will at least make this match somewhat interesting.
All right, I tricked Eric. Yeah, Joe?
No, fuck no. She's gorgeous. Why would they cover her up?
And do we see the Fiend's big mallet?
I'm going to say no.
Good question, though.
I'm going to say yes.
Mm. All right.
Steel cage match, Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon.
I've got Braun with a pin.
Braun with a pin, yes.
Braun escapes.
Braun.
He'll go out the door.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah.
How many people interfere?
I'm going to say two.
Two.
Two idiots.
Same two schmucks.
And what move? We know Shane's going to go off the top of the cage,
yeah,
right?
All right.
But what move does Shane do off the top of the cage?
Oh, yeah, I think he's going to do my elbow drop. Yeah, dig it!
All right.
I put elbow and then I changed it to a moonsault. I thought elbow was too big.
So I was thinking about this.
Can Shane do a 50-year-old moonsault?
I was thinking about this. He's a bad guy. If he's at the top of the cage, why wouldn't he just climb down and win, right?
Right.
Right.
So I figured Braun's got to meet him up there. Mm-hmm. And I think Braun maybe choke slams him off the top of the cage.
Maybe.
That's my prediction.
That'll probably kill him once and for all.
Well, so a bump.
You can only hope.
So you have him doing a bump.
Yeah.
Yeah. A moonsault's a bump.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tag team turmoil. Whoever wins this gets a shot at the women's titles.
Yeah.
Naomi and Lana, Mandy and Dana, Riot Squad, Natalya and Tamina, and probably Carmella and Billie Kay or Bailey or whoever.
Who cares?
Well, who you got?
It's probably that, but I didn't write that down.
I didn't do it either.
Until news, so.
I did not do it either.
Go ahead, Eric.
I've got Natalya and Tamina.
Yeah, that's who they think. It looks like kind of pushing. I have Naomi and Lana.
I have Naomi and Lana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've got Naomi pinning Dana.
I have that as well.
Jesus.
Damn it. I can't match you because I can't beat you if I'm matching.
I've got Natalya submitting Ruby.
Okay. And any interference?
No.
No. No. Thought about.
And then after that, the Women's Tag Team Championships, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus to be decided.
Uh-huh.
Who do you got?
I've got Nia and Shayna.
Yeah, I do too. No one's going to beat them. I mean, a heel Carmella and Bayley is not going to beat them.
No.
Doesn't make sense.
I don't know why, but I put Naomi and Lana. I think they'll have some sort of WrestleMania miracle moment.
So Lana just owns Nia.
Maybe. I think she rolls up Nia. I got Lana pinning Nia.
I have Nia pinning Lana.
I've got Shayna submitting Tamina.
How many people interfere?
Zero.
One.
Oh, you've never heard of Reginald, Derek?
Oh, fuck.
One. Yeah. Oh, just do what Joe did on NXT scorecard and go,
change it.
Oh, right, yeah.
I wasn't thinking.
Whatever. It is what it is.
And he changed it. He'll need it. It's all right.
Wait, you changed it?
No.
You did change it.
Raw Tag Team Championships, New Day versus AJ Styles and Omos.
I've got the New Day.
Do you really?
I do.
I was really conflicted with this one.
I was super conflicted.
Because I think there's a good chance that, like, AJ gets, you know, mad at Omos and Omos kills him after the match.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
But, like, what does Omos even do after this?
What is the point?
Feud with Drew fucking McIntyre because he's a giant.
But he can't really wrestle. We know he can't.
We would have seen him by now.
I took AJ and Omos.
All right.
Me too.
I got Omos pinning Kofi.
I've got Kofi pinning AJ.
I have AJ pinning Xavier.
How many people interfere?
Zero.
All right, next up we have the Nigerian drum fight for the Intercontinental Championship. Big E versus Apollo Crews.
I got Crews.
Yep.
I got Big E. All
right.
Yep. Staying with Big E. Someone's got to retain the fucking title on this show.
Nah.
Nia and Shayna.
Nia and Shayna.
That's not mine. I've got Big E with a pin.
I've got other, because I don't know how the fuck you're supposed to win this match.
Joe?
Yeah, I'd said pin.
Okay. How many people interfere?
Zero.
He's got those Nigerian guards sometimes.
Okay. Sometimes.
I got zero still. Thanks. And then over under six drums.
So I said under at first.
Yeah.
And I didn't just change it. I want to talk first. But then I really thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know what? I have no fucking idea what this is, so I better put over.
Yeah, I put over.
Over.
Could be little mini drums. I don't know.
I don't want it to be a Nigerian drum match and there's two drums out there.
Was it one drum?
One drum. First to bang the drum.
Yeah. That's it. Oh my god.
Oh.
And then
I win
the title.
I think that's it. Damn it.
That's probably
it. He just like kicks Big E in the nuts and then boom, I win the title.
Yeah, right.
Wait,
that's
what
it.
Did you put?
What
I put over.
I put over.
Did. Okay. Yeah.
You have to bang all six drums.
And then Riddle versus... Yeah, it's like a four corners match.
Yeah.
We got Riddle versus Sheamus for the U.S. Championship.
I put Sheamus.
Really?
I did. After Riddle flubbed his fucking lines, how much longer can they keep?
They're going to put the U.S. title on Sheamus?
Again.
Yeah. I mean...
At this stage in his career, he should retire.
I got Riddle with a pin.
Yeah, me too.
And
I've got Sheamus with a pin.
Zero interference.
No interference. Right?
Yeah. Any outside interference? I put nah.
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 Raw Women's Championship, Asuka versus Rhea Ripley.
I've got Ripley with a pin.
I mean, like, I had Ripley until she started going heel. Then you're like, wait, what? So I went with Ripley.
With a pin?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many people interfere?
None.
Is Charlotte added to the match?
No.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah, I like that question, and I'm like, why wouldn't
if
she
if Ripley be? Was still a face, I would have said yes,
yeah.
But the fact that they turned her, I don't know, I put no. Mm. It could still happen.
Could.
SmackDown Women's Championship, Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair.
I went Belair with a pin.
It's her big moment.
Belair with a pin.
Yeah.
How many people interfere?
Zero.
I think there's a chance Reginald shows up, but I stuck with zero. Mm. And does Belair hair whip Sasha?
Yes.
Yeah, doesn't she always?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, she never does. That's like, she hasn't done it in forever. Like she,
I thought she did it this past week.
No, she tried to.
Oh.
But she missed. But she hasn't done it in a very long time. I don't even know.
It's WrestleMania.
Yes, yeah, WrestleMania.
It's WrestleMania. You know, maybe if she hair whips Reginald, it doesn't count. I still put yes, though.
Okay.
And then the WWE Championship, Lashley versus McIntyre.
Drew.
I got Drew with a pin.
Drew. Yep.
Same.
Drew with a pin. How many people interfere?
One.
Does Lashley kick out of a claymore?
Yes.
No.
I put yes.
Really?
It's WrestleMania.
That's a pretty protected move, though.
Yeah, how many did Lesnar kick out of?
It's Lesnar.
Okay.
Does Drew power out of the Hurt Lock?
Yes.
That I'll say yes to.
That's protected.
I know, but it's the winner.
It's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. And then Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus Edge versus Daniel Bryan.
I've got Edge with a pin.
Yeah, I stayed with Edge. Oh,
you stayed with Edge?
Yeah.
For weeks, you've been saying Daniel Bryan's winning.
I don't know if I made that statement.
Oh, Andrew, you made Pisano. It. You made that statement.
Okay, who are you putting?
Edge. I've been saying Edge.
All right.
Edge with a pin.
Yeah.
How many people interfere?
Two.
One.
I put zero.
Hmm.
All different.
How many spears?
Five.
Four.
I put three. Three, four, five.
Five, four, three.
Oh, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hmm. How crazy.
How crazy. Does Edge hit the concerto?
I'm going to say no.
I'm also going to say no, even though he mentioned it.
Right.
I said yes, although now I can't really see them
doing
it. Does
it count? What if it's after the match?
What?
Why'd you throw your card?
Because I was telling my prediction. You talked you just, over me.
You talked as right I was over him.
Explaining my prediction.
And he's like, well, the reason I.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No.
So seriously, does it have to be in the match?
I know you want me.
Yeah.
No, I put yes, but now that I think about it, they probably won't let the Vince probably won't let them do that on the main event of WrestleMania.
No, they won't. Not on the cock.
Plus, once you do that
on the cock, you can't do that on the cock.
Once you do that,
can't
the guy's
do it on the cock.
He's out of the match, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought maybe he'll do that to win. Who knows? Mm. Be like the super duper heel,
right?
And then we have a surprise appearance. It's for Mania. It's different. There's what is that? 16 names.
Yeah,
And it's 2 points. You know, like you're basically like wagering 2 points. Like if you pick someone, you get it. Yeah. That's 2 points. If you pick them and they don't show up, you lose 2 points. And
right.
If you don't pick anyone, then, you know, you're not wagering any points,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So we have on here, we have The Rock, Mick Foley, The Undertaker, Triple H, Adam Cole, John Cena, Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, Chris Jericho, Shawn Michaels, Finn Balor, Stone Cold, CM Punk,
every year.
Ronda Rousey, Conor McGregor, and then other. You could write in whatever you want if you want to write something.
I went all in and picked no one.
Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of these names are like no way. Like The Rock, CM Punk.
Right.
You know, Jericho, they're not there yet.
No.
Adam Cole's my only maybe on this list. No Cena.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe Triple H just like comes out.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe Vince, but like no Undertaker, no Mick Foley, no Rousey.
What's the one you have circled other?
So I'm going to go Bo Dallas.
I thought about putting that.
Okay.
Because I still think that he was in the Fiend costume. That Fiend was very, very thin. The Sister Abigail did look a little bit different. And I think they're going to do some kind of like thing around that.
Right. Yeah, but if the Fiend's just there and then Bray Wyatt's there, but then Bo Dallas isn't revealed, that doesn't count.
That's true.
Like he'd have to reveal himself.
How would I prove it?
Exactly.
Well, then, of course, it doesn't count.
Hey,
I didn't put like alternate Fiend.
We just know how you work there, guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if I lose by one and then it's revealed on Raw that it was him, then
so that's the only person you picked?
Then we retroactively
give you
the points.
That's the one I picked too. I guess.
I only checked off The Undertaker because he has a contract. What is Vince paying him for if not to like come out and chokeslam someone?
I feel like WrestleMania's got to pay him extra, though.
So what?
So who does he chokeslam?
He has a lifetime contract.
Yeah.
Who does he chokeslam?
Anybody.
He should have said every one of us.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like that should almost be a question. Who does Undertaker chokeslam?
Yeah, they're paying him. Why not come out?
All right, how many times is an announcer table broken?
Since it's for 3 nights, I put 3. Or for 2 nights.
Real 3. We're counting matches on SmackDown. I put 2.
Okay.
I put 2. 1 a night. What's the first match of night 1? Pre-show doesn't count.
Cesaro versus Rollins.
That's what I said.
I put McIntyre versus Lashley.
Yeah, right.
That what's the first sense. Match of night 2?
I put the U.S. title.
The IC title.
I put Asuka Ripley. Mm. What's the main event of night 1?
I put Belair versus Banks.
I think they announced this already. Yeah, Sasha versus Belair.
Yeah, I mean, they say main event a lot.
Yeah. True.
But I think
the term main event is thrown out a lot. Like, I'm sure Riddle versus Sheamus is a main event.
It's for a title.
Yeah, Sasha versus Bianca, and then night 2, main event, Reigns and Edge and Bryan.
Uni tits. I guess that meant universal title.
Yeah.
Yeah, uni tits.
And then here's a fun one.
Yeah.
Which I forgot to answer because we changed it. But how many lines is Hulk Hogan flub?
I guess you're first, Andrew.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I could just do what you guys do and just change my mind.
So change it.
Yeah, because I want to pick what you guys say.
All right.
It's two nights of Hogan. So he's got to open the show twice.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that. Wait, does he?
Yes.
Yeah.
You think it's one night Titus, one night Hogan?
No. They're both going to come out both nights. Yeah, they're like,
a duo.
Okay, then let me add another digit.
Again, this counts as like any flub at all.
Yeah.
Like, does he forget? Does he say, you know, Raymond James Stadium wrong?
Yeah.
It's got to be a clear flub, Jamin Rames.
Does he drop the
N-bomb? If he's like, you know, I was going to say like that. It's got to be like a flub.
That's a flub.
I've got four.
I got three.
I have two. There we go. Three, four.
And then finally, what's your lock of the century?
The Fiend.
Mm. Even though I have Edge winning, I put Roman. I mean, I know better. No, I put Drew McIntyre.
Smart. I put Drew McIntyre as well.
Yeah. Nice.
This is like the first pay-per-view where you can't pick Roman.
I have a question. Have we ever gotten that wrong in recent history? The lock of the century?
I don't think so.
Well, it's been Roman for like the past 8 months.
Yeah, so. It has been.
For sure. All right.
Well, there you go.
Speaking of that's a show.
Yeah.
So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And join our Patreon, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. The WrestleMania recap will be there. The TakeOver recap will be there. Wednesday Night War recaps. All the brackets, everything.
All of it.
On patreon.com/
Go all in for only $5 a month.
Yes. And we'll see you after WrestleMania. What the fuck are you doing?
Do it now.
Do it now.
Push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with